Are we gonna Jimny Jam?
Yeah, my dick is Love Live Hard.
Mm-mm.
But I'd go to jail if I said that. Please don't use that.
Me too. Thanks.
On the
Funky anime podcast.
The time finally came for us to send our podcast out into the world, and we encountered some road bumps along the way. Now with all of our jitters out, we should be good moving forward. But now we're gonna have to face our biggest challenge yet. Hey guys, welcome back to the Funky Anime Podcast, the podcast where we watch an anime every other week, because we can.
Hi.
I'm your host this week, Chuck.
Hi.
And then to my right is Pina.
Hi.
And to my right is Garth. Hi.
Hello, I'm also on the right.
Yeah, they're both right.
Yes.
But they're both wrong because they're idiots.
No.
You've never been more right about being wrong? Wait. Mm-hmm.
I woke up on the right side of the bed. Thank you.
I'm hosting this week.
Yes.
If you didn't tell. We're back to the good old rotation.
Mm.
We've made it one time around. No one just died yet, so that's a plus.
You're right.
Yet.
Yet is the key word there.
And we all kind of sound pretty happy this week.
Because we watched a good show this week.
Yeah, we watched Love Live! School Idol Project, suggested by me, because I only suggest the best anime.
But that anime is trash! Says somebody out in the comments section.
It's just idol garbage!
Well, yes. And it's great.
It is idol. Like, a lot of people really do not like that show. And
yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's because they've seen the first episode and seen, like, clips of Nozomi molesting everyone. And they're like, oh, it's just garbage.
No, booby grab.
It's really good. Yeah.
So.
But they're wrong!
Sorry.
Okay. Can I speak?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No.
I just got a little curious.
I know you did. It's okay. So I did pick Love Live, and I just picked it because, frankly, I'm obsessed with it, and I just wanted to bring these other guys into Love Live Idol Hell.
Find out if
and,
we
like
it at the end.
Yeah, it's
spoiler
you,
alert.
You should
we loved
stay.
It.
Whoa! What?
Don't speak for me.
Now they're gonna click off the podcast.
They're gonna stop the episode right now.
They already figured out that we liked it.
Oh
and
no!
And then immediately left.
Oh,
God.
I've tricked them.
You're not allowed to do that.
I'm sorry.
At all. Fino, I can't believe
it's
you.
Okay.
You've been had.
We'll find out. Right now.
Yeah. So, I want to hear your guys' first, like, impressions of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that some of you guys were like, ooh.
You talked it up a bunch. And, like, I know the memes, like the triple Q memes and all that. And you were talking big, like, just before we started the podcast, I think maybe it was around the time we started it, but there was a time when I just saw an episode on my own, and I just saw the first episode and wasn't really impressed, and then watching it for this, I had to watch it all the way through, and I was into it this time, this go around. Once I actually gave it a shot and, like, had to sit down with it, you know. I wasn't impressed at first. I wasn't impressed by the first episode.
Mm.
It didn't suck me in.
Sook.
With two C's.
Not sook.
How about you, Pino?
Shows like this. Shows with, like, singing. Or basically anything with singing in general. To me, I just kind of, like, I don't know. I just cast it aside. Like, I'm like, okay, you're going to be about singing. You'll probably have, you know, happy moments, sad moments, whatnot. And I'm like, I'm not down with that. I mean, granted, the first time I watched anything singing related, like, for an anime was, I think it was the big boobied one, Sonico or something like that. And that was terrible. Mm. And I was like, no, thank you. Not again. And then, again, Chuck was talking about this a lot. And, of course, the Sevil Gunner memes and everything else. Shout outs to those guys. You know, I liked what I heard. And so when this show was on the list, I was like, do I really want to get back into all this cutesy stuff that I left a couple years ago, you know? The answer is yes.
Pino's past has caught up with him.
Yes, I will talk about that in my documentary.
You can feel your sins crawling on your back.
I feel something.
So I actually started this entire journey with Love Live because I was browsing Twitter one day and I saw the cards from the Love Live mobile game, actually. And I was like, oh boy, I love rhythm games and I would want one for my phone. So I downloaded it, but then I saw like there was a story game and I'm like,
there's a phone app? Jesus, why haven't I downloaded that yet?
And there was like a story mode and I was like, ooh, maybe I should watch the show so I don't get spoiled on anything. So I did. And then I binged the entire show in 2 days.
Wow. I thought you started it because of the memes.
The memes introduced me to Love Live, but wasn't the thing that made me want to do it. It was the mobile game, and I was like, ooh.
It's an adventure game?
Okay.
Sorry, I actually looked it up. I'm going to put that down. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a good one. Well, and I would recommend everyone to play it if you like rhythm games at all.
And if you like Love Live. Or maybe this could be like your thing, or like it introduces you to it. You never know.
It's a good rhythm game, especially for mobile. There's not a lot of good free ones, but I would highly recommend this one over like most of that I've played.
Hashtag.
So,
it's an
if
ad.
If that's anything, dude, if they paid me to say this, oh my god,
that'd be great.
But they don't.
They don't.
So
free advertisement.
So yeah, guys. Hashtag not an ad, but hashtag could be an ad. Hashtag please sponsor us, Crunchyroll.
We still haven't.
Please,
anyway.
We're begging you, please. I just want anime.
Oh, hi, Mo.
Umi.
Oh, hi, Mark. So, let's get into the background for Love Live.
Oh, boy.
So, it's a very long, strenuous tale.
Oh, no.
Love Live was actually a manga titled Love Live School Idol Project, much like the show. And it was released in actual volumes... Written by Kimino Sakurako.
Has he done anything else?
By Tokita.
How dare you
Arumi.
Assume it's a man?
I did a lot of research, but I didn't research them. And it's a girl. She's a girl.
Oh,
not it's a girl.
Cool.
She's only done a Love Live, I think.
Oh, she's done a wonderful
job. No, she's done things called Sister Princess, Puppy Girls, Strawberry Panic, Baby Princess, and then Love Live. And
I'm noticing a theme.
Obviously,
there are two
Love Live.
Words in each of those.
How did you know?
I'm a mathematician.
Now, Love Live Sunshine has three. Checkmate, atheist.
Got me.
And it was illustrated by Tokita Arumi, and it is still running to this day, actually, with a Love Live School Idol Project Volume 5, actually released May 27th. 2017, and along with the manga, they also have Love Live Diaries, which is basically each chapter is kind of narrates or follows a certain character and a little just like mini story. And you're like, ooh. So it's a good quick read. I would actually recommend the manga a lot if you like the show because it is 1,000% more gay. it's a good light read.
The anime is already pretty fucking gay.
Yeah, but like...
I didn't see
like
any
literally,
of that.
There's a...
Then
there's
you
a
are
screen.
Blind.
I do wear glasses.
There's a legitimate quote that Ellie says that in the manga, if you don't calm yourself down, I'm gonna have to give you a kiss. And then other times, there's just actual kissing.
What do you
and
mean?
Boob grabbing.
That's,
and I'm like,
I mean, there's
oh,
boob grabbing in the show. Thanks.
No,
to
no, but
Mizomi.
there's like some very, very strong... boob grabbing that I'm like,
how,
okay,
how
guys.
Many volumes are there again?
There's five right now, and then there's a couple out for Love Life Sunshine.
All right. What percentage of gay would you say it is?
There's a. It's like it's definitely a passing grade gay for sure. Like probably a B average, because there's no like. I don't think they show any like actual sexual things besides kissing and maybe hugging.
Okay. Are we talking about just like, oh, you're my friend kiss, or like, oh, no, you're more than my friend kiss?
There's some definite like, ooh, you're someone that I am attracted to.
Oh my! Zomi and Ellie aren't doing something when
they're doing something wrong, is what it is.
And so
when the lights go out, they are
the pureness in my eyes have been shattered to the reality of the manga.
And. So the anime was actually produced by Sunrise, producers of such great shows actually as like Cowboy Bebop, Gintama, Inuyasha, Code Geass, and then
Did you say Code Geass? Gundam.
I don't know how to fucking say it.
It's Code Geass. I want to see Code Geass. It's just Code Geass, but they're all geese.
Yeah, and then those are my people, man. That's my Snapchat page. Just geese.
And then, that is true. And then all the Mobile Suit Gundam anime, and then many others.
So not only is that a big, like, amount of shows, but that's also quite a variety. Like, there's a mech show in there. There's, like, action.
There's a lot
this
of
drama shows. There's an action shows. Mech show in there.
Mm-hmm.
What if Love and Live was an action mech show?
That would be fun.
Wait, that's JoJo.
That is not even close, my man. Oops. Also, we made our JoJo reference. We met the quota for today. Proud of you guys. I wasn't even the one who said it this time.
I think I did it last time, just on complete accident.
I got God. Yeah, this was an accident. Yes.
So the show was actually produced in association. God.
Can you speak?
With the Lantis music label, so that they could release music alongside the show and have different albums come out. So.
Which is a genius marketing move, of course.
Oh, absolutely. So the actual show started on January 6, 2013.
Wow, really?
And according to Wikipedia, which I like just looked at for some general information, Love Live is categorized under a comedy, and I'm like, I guess
I laughed. But there's
it's more like slice of life.
Yeah, I would say a bit of slice of life, and then like you know the idol entire subgenre stuff.
Yeah.
And different things like that. And then, like I said before, there's actually a spin-off series, Love Live Sunshine, which second season should actually be finished airing by the time this actually releases. Maybe, like, we're on the last episode right now. So,
by the way, it's Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everyone. Dude, todokere.
I'm sorry, I meant happy holidays.
We'll do an episode for Sunshine, like, for sure.
Like, we should do it, like, in the summer, because I'm guessing it's, like, beach summer party.
Oh, it is very much beach, and it's fun. I would recommend it a lot. And,
is it, like, a sequel, or just a spinoff?
It's a sequel in the same universe, but doesn't follow any of the same characters.
Oh, okay.
It's a new idol group, different area. No.
Okay.
This isn't JoJo Part 6. Ooh. So.
Hooray! Second, we overmet our quota. Yay!
Fuck!
All right, that's enough JoJo for today.
Yeah, and then, like I said before, there's a mobile game, Love Live School Idol Festival, which released in April, June 2013 in Japan, and then May 2014 in the rest of the world. It's a gacha game. You recruit members of both Musa and Akores, the other group
A-Rise?
From Sunshine. No. Oh. No, fuck them.
Is A-Rise not in it?
A-Rise is not in
it. What the fuck?
They are not best gorillas.
It's based on those two groups and all their songs that they've released. And then you get, you know, random filler characters too that don't exist in the canon of the anime, and you're like, ugh, I'm just gonna throw these away. And it's really fun. And once again, would recommend it.
Are they like the Donals in Fire Emblem Heroes, where it's just like, oh, another Donal?
I mean, Donal is from the universe. I think it's more of the three guys you get at the beginning of the game. Like,
oh yeah, it's like generic anime girls that they're like, okay, we also want to be idols, and you're like,
but I don't care about you. All I want is my Nico Nico Ni.
Yes. And So let's talk about the plot. Love Live.
There's a lot.
It's just a group of girls. Mm-hmm. They become school idols. Mm-hmm. In order to stop their school they love from closing.
I feel like that's an honorable cause. Like, I enjoyed it. That little just, you know, that added tension.
It's not saving the world or anything. Yeah. It's just, you know, their school.
It's like, we like this place. I don't like that place. I never liked school. But hey, you know.
I know, there's one part where, like, during, like, just before they do snow halation, where one of them says, like, I love school. And I'm like, I think it's Ellie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ellie loves that school because her grandmother went there.
Well, I love that school because and Ellie Hanoka's goes
family
there.
All, like, went there.
Me too, thanks.
All right.
And that's the plot. Good work, everyone. Woo. That was it.
That was a real tough one.
I didn't want to digest that too fast. Could you repeat that again?
I couldn't handle the part where there was, like, parallel universes and, like,
Dude, do you know what half a day press is?
You can't say it's only a half, okay?
Okay, all right, TJ Henry Yoshi.
Oh, my gosh.
De facto speed.
Let's not talk about quantum mechanics right now.
You mean
Do
Love Live speed.
Thank you. I was trying to figure out how to convert that, and you pulled it off with grace.
Thank you.
Continue, Chuck.
Okay, let's just hit the presentation straight on the head. Mm. The nail on.
There's actually some, like, some meat. There's some stuff to, like, talk about here, actually.
Fine. Yeah, there's a lot that I wrote about in my notes.
Let us hear it.
You wrote, like, 4 pages worth of notes,
yes,
didn't you?
I'm
the show.
I'm insane. I'd like to get in depth with my lore. And so, first, like, the animation is very well animated for, like, you know, it's just an idol show. There's nothing that's, like, super crazy happening. There's no fight scenes. There's just, you know, it's the little details that really matter. Like, the eye movements are very good for the show.
Except they never blink.
Yeah, but, like, who needs to blink?
I didn't notice that. Thank you.
They blink a little. They don't blink a lot.
The background characters never blink. They may blink whenever they're, like, foremost and, like, forefront, but background characters, whenever they're, like, little tiny eyeball Nozomi, they don't blink.
Tiny eyeball Nozomi's great.
Far away Nozomis give me life. They're so good.
I'll put up a picture right now because those are good. Those are good pictures. If you're an audio listener, sorry.
Google it.
Oops. That's what you get. But actually, thank you for listening to the audio podcast because that's good.
Audio-only format just makes more sense anyway.
Yeah, it is. Like, all the animation's pretty well done. You know, it's not like Studio Trigger or anything, but it's still good enough that you're like, this is, I can watch this.
It's not Toei.
My eyes.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's
for
not
sure.
Toei. That is 100% true.
There's 3D segments, though. You didn't touch on those.
Mm-hmm. The 3D segments are basically anytime there's an insert song or the opening to the actual anime itself, they have 3D animated portions so that it's easier to get all, like, you know, the special camera angles, the sweeping shots that they always
It's a little jarring
yes.
at first, but, like, it's totally understandable why they do it because of what you just said. Like, whenever they're moving the camera in, like, dynamic angles,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's going to be too much pain to draw that, and, like, it makes sense. But it's weird that it, like, quickly cuts between 2D and 3D.
True.
It is a little jarring, but mm-hmm. I totally understand why they did it.
Yes. Very much so.
And it's good. The first one is a little wonky, but, you know,
yeah,
after just watching Kimono Friends.
Oh, yeah. My God.
After watching Kimono Friends, like, all the 3D is, like, godlike.
Yes,
for sure.
That for sure.
And especially as, like, you get deeper into, like, the show and, like, by the second season, like, these 3D sections are really good. And
all
now,
the animation improves in the second season.
Absolutely. Even the small characters in the background look great still. the backgrounds itself for, like,
oh, I love those.
All the settings, they're so nice.
I like,
oh, the one, the snow halation one, like, the stage is so detailed. But what were you gonna mm-hmm. say, Pino?
I like the one where they're, like, on the mountain and they're just, like, looking at the sunset, I think.
I think.
When Umi, Nozomi, and Rin went up to hike the mountains, yes. And then they're standing there, and it's
like, wow, this is like the colors are correct. Like, I like what I'm seeing.
All the colors are really.
Why
nice.
Are you
like,
on
there's
a
never like a dull. There's never a dull moment yes. visually.
There's no drab scene unless it's like trying to fit a mood,
or if it's just raining, you know.
Yeah.
Even then,
Hinoka can
good.
Just fucking scream at the sky and it'll clear up. She has that power.
I love that bit. I was like, what?
Yeah, that
is
was really
going
funny.
On?
And then
there's
they're
some
like,
really
oh, wait,
good.
She can just scream.
There's some really good little. It's like me. There's some really good like little jokes like that where it's
shout
like.
To Sandy. Oh wait, no, that wasn't. What was that? What was that hurricane's name?
Irma.
Shout out to Irma. Sandy's the one that actually hit us. Never mind.
I really in particular like the joke where they're like. That's not a beverage.
And then she's like, okay, I'll get another one. It's like, that's beans. That's not a beverage.
What do you mean?
That's
like, oh,
so
no.
good.
What do you mean? It's beans.
I would drink the beans.
I would drink the beans for Ellie's sake.
You would do anything for Ellie?
Absolutely. Ellie's great. What else? Oh, we have the music, which is... First, I want to talk about the actual OST, like all the...
The score.
Like the score itself, because that music is actually really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
They're all like really chill little tunes.
Mm-hmm. I like the tuba, the boom, 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 boom. Like the... I was about to do like a different song entirely, and then I realized that's not right.
Was that going to add 3 to our JoJo counter?
Shh. Oh. We don't talk about that when we're talking about Love Live.
You're right.
But, like, there's so many songs that, like, fit the mood and you remember them.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, one of the things that I really liked about the score is that you're not like, oh, wait, I forgot that this song was even a thing. You're like, ah!
The one that stuck
and they don't song. Repeat a lot.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. true.
Which is
there's
nice.
There's a lot. There's a lot of music in here, which is super good.
There's like one that stuck with me. It's, again, I think it's the same episode when they climb the mountain beforehand, where they're trying to reach like this little wristband and like
oh,
they
yeah,
start
yeah.
running down the slope and it's just so jazzy. It's so like
and,
memorable. I loved that scene.
That scene was so good. Yeah. And also like every time they jumped over the logs or went through a bush, the music hit with
absolutely.
It. Absolutely.
I was
there
like,
really just so much love went into this. It just makes me
it's
so
almost
bad.
Like
live.
It went live.
Yeah, and then the real meat and potatoes of the music is the songs sung by Muse
because they are idols.
Because that is the entire concept of the show, that they sing and dance.
I'm surprised they all sing very well. I was you know. From the beginning of the show, I was like, okay, maybe they learn how to sing good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
but no,
yeah.
They,
also, they just kind of pick it up.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, is that what all girls' schools do? I'm like, no,
yeah.
probably not.
I was
right.
expecting at least one red-crested Iblis.
Yeah.
Ibis. God damn it, I said Iblis again.
Looking for my friend!
Looking for my friend!
And there's a shit ton of songs.
Oh, yeah.
It's more
like,
the dancing
even...
that gave them trouble. They had to, like, work out and shit. Like,
yo,
that's a good chunk
they,
of the show,
I would
too.
Work out.
Then they got fat and ate rice.
That was
that
really
was a,
good.
That's a good bit.
Whatever,
rice is
the,
so
like,
good.
Tragic scene of them, like, does she not know?
Dun, dun.
And she's like, oh, my height has stayed the same, and my weight, done.
Yeah, the hard two-hit piano piece, like, always gets me.
It's so good.
And then, like, just the songs, like, there's a lot in the show, like, don't get me wrong, but there's so much more that they don't use, and it's just released as music
mm-hmm.
from, like, the groups that they have. Like, there's solo tracks that, like, some were released with, like, the Blu-ray DVD sections, and then there's duos, or duets, not duos, I'm stupid, and then there's trios, which actually there are 3 established trios. For 3 girls per group. So, like, there's Bibi, which is Ellie, Maki, and Nico.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
There's Lily White, which is Umi, Rin, and Nozomi.
Yes, I like that.
And then there's Printemps, which is Hinoka, Katori, and Hanayo.
I don't like
so,
that.
So, they're all good.
You're right.
Don't...
They're all good, you know? I'm just being negative. I'm sorry.
I know. You're not Garb.
Please don't kick me out of the group, please.
You're out. You're fired, Pino.
Okay, I'm gonna go pursue my
fashion.
But it's
not the
fashion.
Funky Anime Podcast without the three of us.
I'm gonna pursue my fashion. You're right. The card said three! I just need someone to be selfish for me, okay?
Pino, no, don't go into fashion.
Screw
come
you, I meant Garb.
Me.
I need the clip of Nico like screaming, crying on like the second season.
Oh my no! Oh my heart! You can't be bringing that up right now.
I don't want to remember.
I love that. So, like, you know, they have the three groups, and then there's also a bunch of just Muse like related ones that they've released as well. So they have so much music. Like, let me see.
And oh boy, is there merch.
The lore is there. Is it in Endless?
Oh boy. If I have fucking... How many songs do I have saved on my computer right now that is just Muse songs? About 360.
Let me find actually the thing I was mentioning.
No big deal.
I didn't know that there were that many.
Yeah, well, there's like... some of the songs, there's like variants because different singers and
the
whatnot.
The ending song, like even in the show, like each one has like five different versions.
Yeah. So
there's the one that's just Nico, and I love it.
So since we're hitting that, do you want to talk about the openings and endings, or do you want to talk a little bit about those songs?
No, we can go on the opening and ending because that kind of fits in.
That's right here.
Yo. So it's like we planned this.
Mm-hmm. What? It's almost like we have a formula that we stick to so we don't get too distracted and forget.
You what?
You so the first opening is
that right there.
That's a cute reen. I'll put that on the screen.
I'll need to get
probably
that
not
eventually.
Though. I'll forget. So the first opening was Bokura wa Ima no Nakade.
I like the first
which is sung by Muse with Hanoka as a Hanukkah.
Dude,
as a center.
Shout outs to everybody celebrating Hanukkah. I'm serious.
No, I just had the idea of like in my head, like it popped in, just like instead of Hanukkah, it's Hanoka, and like there's the three the like candles, but they all have like Hanoka's face.
Someone doesn't know how many candles there are in a menorah.
there's nine on the Hanukkah tree.
Well, there were these people called the Maccabees.
please do not lecture us on...
I'm the Hanukkah armadillo. Shout-outs to the friends.
Okay, let's get back to the song.
Sorry about that. Yes.
So the first opening was actually also used as the ending theme of Season 2, Episode 12.
What a nice... Was,
it made me so happy.
It is such a good callback because you've seen this opening for an entire season, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're like, okay, let's move on to the next season. Then they're at Love Live, and they sing their song, and you're like, dude, they're at fucking Love Live. And then the crowd cheers for an encore, and you're like, shit, are we getting another song? And then they're like, psych, we're going back to the first opening, and you're like,
oh no, my heart. It was so hype. It was so good. Like, I was DMing you on Discord.
Yeah.
I was just like, dude.
It's those moments when they go back to, like, their previous songs. It's
God.
Anything actually. It's just it always hits like that nostalgia chord or like that emotional thing inside you. You're like, you know what? They're doing the show right.
Like there's a song called Susume to Tomorrow, which is literally the first song that you hear in the anime when she like jumps up and freeze frames and she's like, I'm Hanukkah, whatever my last name is, Kizumi, and she's like, I'm a second year, and then they do that again at the ending of the show, and you're like,
yes, you are.
Oh.
You are Hanukkah.
Gives me chills just thinking about it. Like,
yeah, and they're
just
and
so
they,
happy.
Like, they do that with a bunch of different songs, and you're like, oh, dude, this is like my third time hearing it, maybe the series, but it like hits you so much with.
If there's
what
a song you
like,
for. It'll come back. Like, it's somewhere else in there.
And it'll just hit you, and you're like, my heart.
Just like our friend Katori, she came back.
She came back.
She's that comeback.
I thought
kid.
That was kind of bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit.
No.
We'll talk about that in a second.
We'll talk
after
about
we
that.
Talking.
How real it is to our group, too.
Yeah.
If only someone told me to stay.
Pato, don't go pursuing your fashion line, please.
It's okay. The llamas need me.
the song, going back to the first opening, it's just good. It's happy. It draws you into like the vibes of the show. And it's just... It's a quick song that you're like, it hits you every time, and you're like, ah, this is a good song.
Yeah. We're all good.
Yes.
Like, Love Live is like one of the only shows that I listen to the opening and ending to fully each time I watch like the show.
Yeah, you don't normally do that. Mm-hmm. I usually do.
It just depends. General. Like, if it's... I think I've started doing that more now because I've been watching Love Live. But, like, there are some shows that I'm like, this opening is, like, not great.
Yeah.
And this ending's just boring, so I'm going to skip it. But
some shows, like, especially ones that are still airing, like Dragon Ball Super, like, I always sit through the opening and ending. Because, like, the most recent ones, those are really good.
Yeah, that's me with Love Live Sunshine
that
right now.
That's me with One Piece.
Ew. Ew.
I was just going to let him keep going.
Yeah,
I wanted to see how far he would go. Good job, Pino.
Man. Yeah.
But yeah, it takes a special show to make you want to buy songs from them outside of the podcast. And you're just like, hey, you know?
Only if they sold them in the United States.
Sorry. That was actually
I really agree with that noise. Oh my God.
I was going to go look on iTunes just in case. You know, like normal people should.
I'll send you a link, but don't tell nobody.
Shh.
I'll just send you this
little secret.
So the first ending for the show is Kito Saishun ga Kikiro, I think that's how you pronounce it, which again sung by Muse most of the time. But we actually talked about this earlier, that the singers change depend on who was the focus of the episode and like who wasn't there. So there's several different variants that I should have pulled up by now, because
whenever they recruit Nico, she does like almost the whole thing by herself. It's so funny.
She is the star, of course.
That's true.
They're just her backup dancers, and
she's just the middle. She's so good. Like there's so the different endings. Like there's one with just the third years. There's one with the entirety of Muse. There's one with just the first years. There's one with just Nico. One with everyone except for Ellie and Izumi. There's one with only Ellie and Izumi. And then there's one with Katori, and then one with Honoka. So that's... You're just like... You never know what you're gonna get. Mm-hmm. And you're like, aw, dude.
Well, usually it fits in with, like,
how
the episode goes
down. That's the reason why I don't forget that at the in the credits, they're just always shooting the... What's her name? It's not... Is it Umi? Umi, she's the one with the bow and arrow, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I can't get that out of my head.
Katori just collapsed in the back.
Like, anytime you say Love Live and ending, I'll think of somebody getting shot by Umi's arrow. I just... That's how much
Umi's a marksman. Oh, and so, once again, it's a bit more relaxed than the OP is. Like, it's a good wrapping up song. It still has that fast pace that you're like, you know Muse to be. Mm-hmm. But it's not something that's like, oh my god, are we going to watch another episode? Like, right now, what's the deal here? But it's just, it's a good, it has a lot of good visuals, I feel like, for the, especially, it has the one trope that's followed all the way through this current season of Love Live Sunshine, that they have a scene where it's everyone standing in a line at practice, and then there's one character singing.
Oh.
And then... For two lines, it's only that one character. Then everyone sings, and I'm like, this is perfect.
And then
I love this.
Is there another one playing the maracas in Sunshine?
No, there's not a maraca playing. They're in a bus.
There is only one
season.
Rin.
Yeah, there's only one Rin.
You're
which
right.
Is,
I'm glad.
You, yeah. And, I wrote in my notes, Rin dances with maracas, and she's just the cutest.
Thank you.
She is. It's, she's precious.
Yeah, and then it...
All
and
of
then
them
it,
are precious.
Abso-freaking-lutely. And it also shows the characters interacting with each other in different parts of the school, which I actually really like because it
gives
throws...
Gives it character. Gives it personality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it throws the we need to save the school, like, because they spend a lot of time there. It, and you're like, oh, wait, this is what their goal is, to keep what they have now as they have it.
It builds the narrative that you don't usually... That you... You kind of need in short kind of shows like this, and it just really emphasizes, like, the whole reason Muse exists and you know, why they want to save the school, which I agree with you.
Yeah. So let's hop over to the second season, where the opening for that was...
Swimsuit, Ellie. Sorry. She was in a swimsuit, right?
Yes, she was. Okay. No, Rin was in a wet t-shirt and sprayed you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You're so going to jail.
So it's called Sorry Was. Thank you. The jail boy. Pino.
Stop. You have violated
Stop
the
right
law.
There, criminal scum.
Pay the court a fine or serve your sentence.
So it was Sorry Was. Kokutachi no Kiseki, which is sung by Muse again, Honoka at the center. I think I prefer this song over the first OP.
Really?
Like, the song, for the song itself, okay. Maybe not the opening. Mm-hmm. The opening both I, like, love. But the song, I just feel I've listened to that more independently than the first opening.
I haven't watched it and, like, listened back as much as you, so I don't really have a thought yet on that.
Yeah,
I like them both a lot, but I think I might like the first one. I think I might like the first one more, but I'd have to listen to it like a lot to really say.
Yeah, I'd be the same as Garb. I'd need to listen to it a couple more, but I think since I saw the first one first, it's just like, oh, I've heard it longer. So I'm like, of course I like this.
Oh yeah, that's I also have that like vibe too, and I'm like, I guess I could say I'm nostalgic for the first opening, for like, even though that sounds like super weird, I only watched this like started watching it like 3 months
ago. They kind of make you, they try to make you feel nostalgic for it, to be fair.
Oh, it does. It works so well. And this song's just more of a happy, like, yay, let's do this same stuff as the first opening. So, like, you know, it's just personal prereference at this point.
You're right. Type down your opinions in the comment
negative,
section.
We're too positive. What?
Put your opinions down in the comments section so we can thumbs them all down. I mean, so we can I'll be positive about it.
Yeah.
So we can trash your girl. Except they're all good.
They're all good. So we can't. Unless you pick someone from Arise, then what are you doing?
What are you doing? Just watch the Arise series. Oh, wait.
They're not interesting enough.
Oh!
Take that, haters.
Get wrecked.
Get wrecked, nerds.
What's next on the agenda? I mean, what's next? What do you have for us next?
We have the second ending song.
Oh, yeah.
Used in the second season again, which is Donatoki Mozuto, which is sung by Muse with Honoka as the center again. Most of the time, you know, they do it again. They do the different characters per like what the focus of each episode is. So they have all the special endings. Like there's one with just the third years with Muse, with just Nico, with just Rin, with the first years, the second years, and then Maki, Ellie, and Nozomi, and then one with Honoka again. It's just, there's a good.
I like that, yeah. I like that it was consistent in that kind of way, like, even though it's like, you know, spotlights, and that's what I like. It's like, you learn a lesson every episode, and... Yeah. I didn't know what else I could say after that. They learn a lesson. Not all of them.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Everyone except Nico.
Nico doesn't learn anything because she's an imp.
We all need that imp. Wait a second. Aren't I the short one?
No, you're not a gremlin.
Oh.
I am a gremlin.
And this ending song, again, has like the one person dancing. Rin still has the maracas this time
as
around, and that's greatly appreciated. And actually,
my people are very happy.
But each episode actually has a different person holding the feather at the last part. Yeah, so it goes again, kind of like who's the focus of the episode, and I think that was actually a really cool touch that I don't think a lot of people see or know about or really focus on.
Spoilers.
But I was like,
it's me.
There's just so many little tiny details that you can miss.
Mm-hmm.
There's those little touches that you're like, dude, nice.
Nice. Nice. Nice. Nice. Oh.
Number three.
Yay.
Put that on. Ba-dum,
ba-dum, ba-dum. Ba-dum. Three in a row. Wait, no. The second one was you, Chuck. I forgot.
Yeah, my bad.
It's okay. I didn't want that streak anyways.
And I think I like this ending song over the first one.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. They're kind of the same for me. At least, not until I listen to it a little more.
Yeah. Sorry. sorry, everyone, for being the guy who's like, this one's better. I like this.
This one's objectively better, and your opinion is wrong.
I'm right, that's why.
You got me.
Me, yes.
That's right!
Kermit.
Is this just Silly Voices Hour?
Yeah, this is Silly Voice the podcast. All right. We actually changed the name in all of our branding.
I'm Kermit.
What else?
What do you have next for us, Bao?
The imagery is, again, a lot of the school stuff and then a lot of the characters interacting, but my favorite part was the last, like, fading out scene where the music fades out is the image of the symbol for Muse written on the fucking rooftop.
Oh, yeah.
Where they all practice. And at the end of the show, Honoka actually writes that out, and then they're like, oh, it's gotta disappear in the weather, and she's like, that's okay. And I'm like,
No! Just like us!
Guys, we're gone. This is our last episode. Thank you for listening.
No, not
it's
us!
It's hard to fuck anime podcast without the three of us!
Fuck. It's only supposed to be the three of us!
It's not even our second season yet.
We haven't even gotten a sponsor!
We haven't even got our... There's no budget here.
But
with that, subscribe to our Patreon.
Each individual one. We're keeping that joke from last week.
Yeah. Are we? Oh, God. So, what do you guys think about the show in general? Like,
it's just a good time, and I don't know why people shit on it.
Yeah, I had fun. Even though when I watched it at college, people were like, what are you doing? I'm like, hey. Shut up.
I didn't have enough time, and I had to watch it at work. And I was afraid someone's going to be like, are you watching Love Live? And I'd be like, you're fucking right I am.
And it could have gone two ways.
Yeah.
Yes! Another one! Or, ooh, a weeble.
One of my coworkers, like, he actually fluently knows Japanese. And I asked him, like, if he'd seen Nichijou, because I was making a joke. And he was like, yes. And I was like, yes. And he knows JoJo, too. And I was like, yes.
Yes.
And I wanted to say, like,
God damn it, Kaino. I was going to make the joke, and I'm like, nah, Pino's going to hit it. I know it.
I wanted to tell him I was fucking off and watching Love Live, but I was like, oh, he's going to judge me.
He's going to judge? He's going to slack off, too?
He's also going to watch Love Live and then listen to this podcast and be like, ooh.
Oof, my coworker's a moron, has terrible taste in women.
Yes. If you listened to last episode, you would know that's correct.
Whoa, now, that was then and this is now. And we've grown somehow.
How so?
I don't know, man.
I am 2 feet taller.
Wow. So how tall are you now? 5 feet? Because you are a gremlin?
I'm not a gremlin.
I'm the short one.
You are. But Pino, you're also the pretty one.
No, I'm the brown one.
Yeah. You're our cultural diversity as well.
I am affirmative action. Anyways.
So I just love the show. Like I said before in this podcast that it's like my addiction at this point, which is true to like a very big extent just because I love it. And like I'm always smiling when I watch it. Like have this fucking stupid ass smile on my face and I'm like, these girls are just doing their hardest, and I'm like, nice.
Look at them trying to save their school.
They did it. I'm happy. And
you go.
And then when I'm not smiling, I'm super crying sad.
Don't do this to me, girl.
Because it's like, oh, yay, they're all good school idols. And then they're like, oh, no, one's leaving. Oh, no, one of them
died.
And then there's a really 5-minute scene of them all screaming, crying.
Oh, my God. I was fucking rewatching it in Qdoba, and I was, like, tearing up. Like, I couldn't have done... I almost started crying.
If I had enough time to like watch it comfortably, I would have at least cried maybe twice.
It got me a couple times.
Like the first time I watched it, I cried more than what I did now, but I still had like those like, oh no.
It was surprisingly emotional. I wasn't emotionally prepared for it.
I can't.
This comedy
ready.
Is it supposed to be sad?
Yes, it is.
It gets too real, man.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And, like, I just love all the characters, which we'll talk about in 1 second, but there's one thing that I want to talk about first.
What is it?
there is only a single adult male ever shown in this entire series.
Oh, hi!
Which is Honoka's father, who you see a total of 4 times. I counted.
Oh, 4?
You see his mouth down. Never see his nose. Never see his eyes. Always wearing the same outfit. And he's just there. And
it's good joke. It's like they knew. Yeah. They totally were in on the joke.
You're not here for the man.
Well, who knows? And then there's just Nico's brother, which is like 4.
Oh,
yeah. So
Nico's brother, who I didn't think was a boy, because I was like, oh, yeah. She's got a lot of sisters.
Oh, yeah. Backup dancers. What the?
What?
That's a boy. That's not get japed, son.
I got japed.
Was that a trap? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
It's just a good show, and I love it.
It's just a good time. It'd be really nice to just... It'd be something good to, like, play on the background. You know?
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. Like, we could... Never mind. Cut that out of the podcast.
Cut everything.
Guess what, guys?
What? Hmm? What time is it?
Guys, welcome back to another edition of Not Who's the Best Grill.
Oh, no.
Dun, guess what?
But I practiced my lines this time.
We're not doing it this week because I'm sorry for all you people who wanted to hear us fight over love. But while watching through the show, I wrote we in my notes, but basically I decided that it would be an injustice to the other 6 members of Muse that we didn't pick just because
I picked 2.
I love them all. God, you're cheating.
And they were both a llama. No, I'm kidding.
Someone said, we're just going to talk about every member of Muse.
Hooray!
Starting from the first years all the way up to the third
Hooray!
Years. We get to talk everyone, and we can even talk about our favorites out of them, but they still all deserve the spotlight.
Let's go.
So who's first on the,
We're going to talk about our favorite first year. Just kidding, they're all great. Maki Nishikino.
Oh.
First year and member of BB.
It's not like you or anything. That's
Sundere.
She's so stereotypical Sundere. It's so good.
And
Maki's probably like objectively my favorite. Like not just for the memes. Mm. I think she's like one of the best. She's just so cute. She has the perfect hair. Like, oh, I could gush all day about how perfect Maki is. And she should just be preserved.
She's a doctor.
Just keep her.
So, you know,
she can operate on me anytime.
Whoa there. Good one. I thought I arrested you before.
Stop right there, criminal.
She still believes in Santa Claus.
Don't tell
I love
her
it.
That.
Yeah, she's too pure.
Yeah.
She's so good. Yet she's still like, I'm grown up. She's like, Santa comes, look at this fireplace. And they're like, eh?
There's the proof.
There's the proof. The proof is in the pudding.
The cake was
And one of the interesting things that is actually noticeable is that, what was it? I think it is Maki is the only one to call Nico by like her first name. I think, or the other way around. So people like really fucking ship Maki and Nico. So like that's just a, that's
and they don't
a
seem
fact.
To go together at all to me. I don't understand that.
read the manga, my boy. Uh-huh. There's an entire dynamic that they have.
And boy, is this show gay.
Boy, this show's
have my
gay.
Pureness glasses shattered.
they're already shattered though.
Yeah, but
they're
shattered
double shattered. He put them back together and they were shattered again.
Yeah, I'm bleeding now.
Oh yeah. And, she also composes the songs for Muse.
What an
She's the only one that knows an actual instrument.
Yeah. Well, you know, Reed knows the maracas. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know how much skill you need to play the maracas? But we'll get to there later.
I'm actually face-palming. You can't see it, but I am.
Well, guess what, guys?
What?
Let's talk about Reed.
Yeah.
She's pretty cool, I guess.
She's okay.
I don't want to.
Pretty good.
I don't want to arrest myself.
But Reen's the tomboy of the group for sure, and
she can be a girly girl if she wants. Okay.
Yeah. Don't you forget it.
Yeah. And she's a cat.
Yeah, basically. That's... She's just a cat. She's very...
She's just a cat. That's it.
Yeah.
And she has, like, the little cat mouth, and she's like, ah! And I'm like, yes!
Do I want to tell everyone?
And she goes, XD.
Do I want to tell everyone about her?
She goes,
yes,
yeah.
I do.
Do I want to protect her? Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Do
absolutely.
I want to see her grow up and be happy? Yes. Yes. Would I like to share her with all my family and friends? Yes.
Yeah, okay.
No. So... and even in the manga, she actually, like, a couple, like, panels, she just has cat ears, and I'm like, nice.
Was that an accident? Nah.
Nah. And, she's just, like, she was actually appointed the quote-unquote leader of Muse after, Honoka was voted the student council president, so she's just, like, a...
No, it was just whenever they were doing the fashion thing, because she needed practice with it.
No, but, like, the at the end of the second season when, like...
Oh, yeah.
When Maki was, like, vice president, and Hanyo, who we'll talk about in a second, is president, she's like, you're the leader, and we're like, fuck.
Not again.
No, whoa. Not the first year.
Sorry, that was Sonic.
Whoa, way past cool.
Whoa, Doug.
Rain, nice job.
Yeah. Is that all we got to talk about Ri?
Yeah.
I could go on and on about her all day.
I would go on about her all day.
That's just talking about, like, every character, though. Like, we could just talk for ages. So,
we could just be the
Hanyo.
Love Live podcast.
Oh, Hanyo. The personification of what I was.
First member of Primtime.
The DK crew.
I don't think she's... she might be Tiny Kong, I guess?
That was my impersonation.
Good. She's the super shy, quiet one.
Yeah, I wanted her glasses back, but nope.
Yeah.
Can't have that.
Immediately fell in love with her, but then, like, the glasses were gone. I'm like, aww.
But then she wears it sometimes anyway, like, when she does other things. So I'm like, this is a good one.
It makes me think there are 10 members of Muse, and then I'm like, oh, wait, no. That's this audio.
Same person.
Still, though.
Don't you remember the cards? There can only be 9.
You're...
No, yeah. Dude, do you believe in the heart of the
but
cards,
But only
though?
Link can defeat Ganon.
All right. I'm sorry.
And Hanyo's good at fucking harmonizing, according to Arise, so that's something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been best friends with Rin since grade school.
Yeah. They have
she loves idols.
They have a history.
That's it.
Do
they
I
have
ship
a history?
Them? I don't think so.
Nah, I don't know.
Don't break my pureness glasses a third time.
I took them and threw them out a window.
Oh, boy, I can't
They're
see.
They're gone.
Goodbye, glasses.
Hello?
My glasses. I can't find my glasses.
I can't see without my glasses.
She's just Velma.
That's cute. Oh my god.
She's not as sassy as Velma.
That's true.
I guess.
She's too awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, quiet.
And I love her for it. She's great.
Shaggy says zoinks. No, I'm not. I'm sorry.
Good job, Pino. Good job. That was a good joke. I'm glad that is gonna stay in the podcast.
All right, who's the next girl? I want to get this over with.
So we have Honoka Kosaka, second year, and the basically main character of the show.
She's the OG.
She's the OG.
One of the big three.
She is the big three. She's all three of them.
The big Kahuna.
Oh.
Of Hanahuna.
Oh boy. Hey. I'm glad you finished that for me.
Get your wiki tiki charms now.
Wow, I've never heard that variation of laugh out of Pino before. You got him good.
That laugh is never supposed to reach any of our viewers. How dare you? Okay.
Honoka is the main character, basically. Anime basically follows her anywhere she wants. And,
she's so happy. She's like a bundle of joy.
And we try to find secrets and new discoveries to some of her favorite girls.
Thank you. I really appreciate you. Welcome back to another episode of Cool Girls. The show where we discover girls.
Yeah. You know what we should do, though? We should bring out that thing. You know the thing? We should dust it
Did
off.
Did someone say, the old Manalysis machine?
Yes.
And so Monica's great, optimistic, but sometimes she's sad. And I'm like,
she's a little, she's sort of the white bread. She's very, a little more vanilla.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. But that's, she's still good. Like, you kind of
absolutely.
Need, mm-hmm. You need her.
Yeah.
She did it. She did great.
You did.
She made the world. So let's talk about another person that exists.
Mm.
Katori.
Ah.
Who's just Hanoka's fucking bestest, adorable.
Bestest friend.
And super cute.
I'm going to run out the room now.
And she does finger guns, and it's really cute.
Yes.
She does do finger guns, and I'm like, ah!
She does that famous face at the beginning of opening one.
Yes, her little face that goes, ah! And I'm like, ooh!
You spooked me.
I'm like, ah! How'd she get there?
I'm shook.
I'm
how does she know there's a camera?
Shook. And she's just adorable, and she went off to go to a different school, but then Hanoka's like, no, fuck you, bitch, you're coming back. And she's like, okay.
Yes, okay, daddy.
Okay, daddy. And she makes the costumes.
Yes.
All the super cute costumes that you always see, and you're like, ah!
Very skilled.
And they are some cute costumes. Yes. Ugh.
But someone would have to disagree.
Who?
Umi. They're a little too
she
revealing.
Doesn't want her legs.
They're too
she doesn't
revealing.
Want her legs to show.
Dude, they pants her. It's a good scene.
That was a good scene.
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually.
So, Umi is the most sensible of the group.
I like
and,
Umi.
I do, yeah. too. I like them all. I don't think if anyone's gotten that idea from me yet.
Gotta
I
love them.
Love them all. They're all of my favorite, and I just want to protect all of them.
Yes.
And,
we're not sickos. We just want to protect them.
Yeah.
We're a little and, bit sickos.
I'm not
stop.
A sicko.
Don't say another word.
And Umi's like the strict one, and she's like, we gotta get shit done. Go swim 10 kilometers, then run 10 kilometers. And I'm like, ah!
And when she means nope. sleep, she means sleep.
Sleep! Just fucking Sonic throws the fucking... I love that
in scene. All reality, that is me. Like, I'll go into a nice deep sleep, and if you wake me up, I'm gonna kill you.
You're dead?
You're dead.
Yes.
Oh, my wa.
Game over.
Mo.
Shinderu.
Nani!
Dude.
Umi's isn't, precious.
Isn't Umi just from Fist of the North Star?
Yes.
No, not at all.
I think she's basically the main character.
I remember seeing her there. Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? Oh, Umi also, actually, fun fact, does kendo in the manga and not archery.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what is kendo for all our American viewers? Kendo's
the stick sport where they whack each other.
Oh, boy.
That's
can
it.
Can we do that, but with our penises?
No. No, no.
I knew this was a bad
not.
Idea to join this podcast.
Guys, this podcast was a mistake.
This should not
remember
be in
the
Love
joke.
Live episode.
Remember the joke when we said this would be the last podcast? This is now the last
this
podcast.
This is officially the last podcast.
Officially, this is it.
For the year.
I gotcha.
I destroyed it.
That's true. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Ho, ho, ho.
Happy Boxing Day.
Thank God. Boxing Day.
Can we
day,
just start our own religion that's just Love Live?
Can
we just worship
that's,
the girls?
That's it's called Idol Hell, my boy.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You're already dead in Love Live Hell. So let's go. Oh, wait. And Umi also writes most of the music for...
She writes the lyrics, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't compose. She just writes lyrics.
It's so just Maki that composes.
Okay, then that's not me, I guess. Yeah, I have bad.
Well,
I spell it.
Yeah, this next one's gonna be a doozy.
This is where we get the nice meat. I mean, we get into the real
I don't
meat.
Think, I don't think this first one's meat. this first one's Nico Yazawa.
Who's that?
The little imp.
I thought there was only 8 members of... I'm kidding.
It's that small grade schooler in the background of most of their videos.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. She's just an angry small child.
Do we want to give our best Nico Nico knees?
Yes.
All right.
Garbord, I need to hear yours, Pino.
Me? Oh, hey. Boy.
Nico Nico knees!
Why did you laugh?
Because it was just the build-up.
It was the wind-up that really got me.
Did you expect me to go low? Because I was debating that.
No, I absolutely did not expect you to go low. I thought you were going to do that fake-out, and it happened, and I'm like...
You read me like a damn book.
Okay.
It was worth it.
I think so that was good. Pretty good. All right, who's next?
No. No, I'm going to tell you about Nico more. I love her.
Nico, Nico, Nee. All
right.
Nico, Nico, Nee.
God, right. That was bad. Nico's just angry a lot.
I like that.
She has provided me with the most, like, reaction images out of everyone.
Oh, absolutely. But also, like, we talked about this before, and Garb is just Nico.
Yeah,
just
Garb
an angry
Nico.
Child that screams and just hates life. And it's like, God, I'm lonely all the time.
But lucky. Just lucky. No, you can go first, Garb.
I was just going to say my profile pic right now on Discord is Nico.
Is that?
It's just
I thought it was an
Yeah, that's Nico.
What's the difference?
Oh. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. So let's go on to another character that's better than Nico.
Ooh,
Nozumi. Tojo.
Mother Nozumi.
Quite literally the goddess of the Love Live universe.
Definitely.
If it weren't for Nozomi, like, none of this would have happened.
Yeah, no. They wouldn't have been Muse. They wouldn't have gotten more than three members. Like,
she was the hand guiding them all, like, under the table.
Yeah, she was the Ouija board.
She was the one giving names to the stands.
Yeah. She did. She had the Fool. She had the Star.
The
Fool. Like, shit. It was a good one, and I was like, oh, literally, me stando.
Whoa, is this JoJo? Were we just watching JoJo?
Dude, Nico's my favorite stand user.
There's a little part where Nico does, like, a punch, and I posted a screenshot of it, and I was like, oh,
yes.
Guys, I'm gonna make a video of determining who gets what stand. Okay.
Just a really deep analytical, straight face video.
It's gonna be like 45 minutes of
time to run up that old analysis machine then.
That's what it sounds like when you turn it on, because it's been a while. I had to dust it off.
If you don't know Nozomi though, you might be more familiar of Small Nozomi from the
Might be more
Siva
familiar,
Gunners.
Yes. Video. With her small form.
Mm-hmm.
She's very cute from a distance, too.
And when I first saw Nozomi in this Love Live, I was like, why is she so small in the other one? She's perfect.
Why is
she's too big.
Why is she a large human?
She is a large human. She is my type.
She is well endowed.
I am now arrested.
Bye. Goodbye.
To the point where she can't even squeeze between the two cars.
That's a good bit. That was a good bit.
She does not know. She does not know personal space, but who cares?
Oh, yeah, she is straight up molests the other girls.
He's like, okay, you did a wrong, squeeze, squeeze.
It's because they love each other. Don't worry about it.
They love each other in the live kind of sense, I guess.
Ha-ha.
I'm going to go with myself.
Title drop.
Dude. Okay. Now, let's get...
That's not a clap.
Oh, no. Let's get to the best, my favorite character of all, Ellie. Oh.
Russia. La. Okay, yeah.
Ellie's just have a thing for blondes.
Well, yes, but also Ellie is just fucking fantastic. She's fucking tall. She's beautiful.
She's a strong character. Very steadfast.
She's smart. She's a leader, but she also has her insecurities.
Here we go. She's the leader.
She's a human, and I'm like,
well,
yes. She's finally back to dance. That's it.
No, but she really is, like, one of my favorite characters as well.
Oh, she's probably the most well-written character, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she has blue eyes, and I'm like, oh.
My she's favorite exactly color. What Hitler wanted.
But she's Russian.
That is out, my man. If you just heard a giant bleep or just a cut like that,
you just put my Nico Nico Knee voice in there.
Can that be the censor from now on? It's just Pino's Nico Nico Knee.
Yeah, for sure.
Hi, I'm Nico Yazua, and I'm here to. Me fuck yo. I'm just kidding. Oof, I got carried away there.
I actually wrote a one of her quotes from the show that I really enjoyed was.
Let's hear it.
As we strive to improve, we notice the people around us improving too, which makes us work even harder. I guess you could say friends are like rivals in a way. And I'm like, yeah.
That was a good quote.
Right. You was right.
There's a lot of life lessons in this show.
Sorry.
It's just a wholesome show that teaches you.
Yes. How to sing.
Like a teacher does.
Only better.
Yeah. Wait, Pino, can you sing for us if the show taught you how to sing?
Where are my friends?
Oh wait, wrong show. Sorry.
My bad. Sorry, I didn't tell you what show to sing from.
Yeah, I almost. It's my fault. It was either Bobo Bo or Kenmo Friends, and I just went with Kenmo.
My bad.
It's okay.
Are there any other? So that's the end of the Muse Watch, where we just talk about everyone and how great they are. Do you want to talk about any other characters? I didn't really write any down.
Other than obviously the most important and prominent character,
the llamas.
The llamas, amen.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was gonna say Hanoka's dad, but yeah, the llamas.
We already talked
very
about
important.
Him, he's a good
That's
guy.
True.
I still don't know why the llamas were there, but they're you know
because,
if
because
I were a
they
female,
because they can make a sex joke at the end.
If I were
That's
a female,
the only reason why they existed.
And I had to choose a school. Go, yeah, dude, llamas, let's go.
That.
The last two shows we've watched have had llamas or alpacas.
You're luckily you didn't have a best grill section because you do know I was going to choose that.
Oh,
that
I
llama,
know,
right?
I know you. I know you. That was basically the reason why we didn't.
Luckily,
do best grill
Rin
this time.
Showed up in my life, and I was like, you know.
Luckily, a cat existed, and you're like, yes.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
Sorry.
Meow.
And then there's, and then we didn't talk about like anyone else, but there's like Arise, the other idol group that's like. They're big rivals, and then they
were
kind of
nice rivals, I guess.
Yeah, they were amicable rivals.
They were more a berry rival than like a blue.
Silver.
Yeah, blue or silver.
Hey guys, I'm gonna poop on your face, head. No, it's more like a hey,
smell you later, bitch.
Hey, use our stage. Okay, thanks.
Okay. We love and support you.
Yeah, we've been
watching you. I fucking love your music.
Thanks for the flowers, Nico.
those are good bits.
Wonderful.
Good bits. This is why people tune into our podcast.
For the quality. The quality.
The quality Nico needs.
Not everyone understands us. You know, our IQs are so high.
Dude. Can I just tell you that, to be fair... You have to have a very high IQ to understand Love Live! School Idol Project. Mm. The humor is extremely subtle, and without a solid grasp of musical theory, most of the jokes will go over a typical viewer's head. There's also Nico's nihilistic outlook, which is definitely woven into her characterization. Her personal philosophy draws heavily from Volga literature, for example. The fans understand this stuff. They have the intellectual capacity to truly appreciate the depth of these jokes.
Go take your pee break. We'll be here.
To realize that they are not just funny.
Where did I put the Spanish fleet?
They say something deep about life. As a consequence, people who dislike Love Live truly are idiots. Of course, they wouldn't appreciate, for example, the humor in Nico's existential catchphrase, Nico, 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 which itself is a cryptic reference to Turgev's Russian epic, Fathers and Sons. I'm smirking right now, just imagining all of what one of those addle-plated simpletons scratching their heads in confusion. As Sakura Kino's genius wit unfolds itself onto their television screens. What fools, how I pity them.
Where did I put that
And
news?
Yes, by
Our
the way, I do have a Love Live tattoo. And no, you can't see it. It's for the ladies'
eyes only.
And even then, they have to demonstrate that they're within 5 IQ points of my own, preferably lower. Because beforehand, nothing personal, kid.
Thank you for that.
That was cut from the podcast, too. That was bad.
Good.
We can have that. I love that.
It was worth it for the laugh. For the goof, the gaff.
I might just cut that.
You could just put that at the end.
That'll be true. Okay. So...
It could be the disclaimer.
If you want to fucking figure out... write emails to us and tell us how bad we are at choosing girls or just that we're bad at life in general...
Yeah, or you can tell me how much you love Rin, right?
Correct. Send Rin screenshots, safe for work, to Pino.
Yes, because if you break my pure glasses a third time...
They're already broken the fourth time, dude. I threw it out the window, remember?
Dude, they were broken the seventh time. Dude, they were broken the 11th time.
Don't send me any more emails.
But if you do want to send emails to Pino, send it to funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
All one word?
All one word, because there's no spaces in a fucking email address.
Yeah,
moron.
But there could be dashes or periods.
I would have said dash!
We're all the same person. just the same person.
That was a really good noise.
I'm angry.
Angry.
We're just all just the same person.
So now we can just talk about whatever the fuck we want about this show, because we've hit the miscellaneous section the podcast.
I'm going to go play that game soon, just to see how it is, you know?
If I'm sure not to become addicted.
Have fun
being addicted and just pulling girls out of a box of people who applied to become a member your team.
Is that how you, like, pull them?
Wait,
is
you have to be a member?
You get letters, and then, like, each letter is, like, a different character.
That's
and
then kind
of
clever.
As long as it's just...
You can make a team of only Reen.
Yeah.
You can just make a Reen team. If that's what you so desire, then go for it.
Maybe later.
I watched the dub this...
I also watched the
time
dub.
Around.
And disgusting. Then,
actually, you know what? I did both. Because you first.
The first time I watched it subbed, and I think I prefer it that way just because I usually watch sub, and I like that the voice actors are the same people who sing the music. So that was something good, but also just like it was a good dub. It wasn't offensive in any way. It still kept the spirit of the show. So you wouldn't really be losing anything besides just hearing the actual singers be the voice actors. Would be the only thing that you would miss.
Mm-hmm.
I most of the time I watch it subbed, and yeah, I didn't even. I should have watched like an episode of the dub, but I didn't.
No, you're good.
You're
it's
good.
Okay, it's just
this. But what about you, squeaky Pino? Sounds? Both have squeaky voices.
That's very true. They all have squeaky voices.
So yeah, like when I had the time and my full attention was there, I'd go sub. And when I was like, okay, I just need to hear this, I'd go dub. And then when I heard something I did not understand. like when I hear people screaming, I have to go back and like, oh, it's just Nozomi groping the girls.
Oh,
again.
It's just everyday life.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe their everyday life, not mine.
Dude, Nichijou?
Dude,
my everyday life, dude.
I forgot. I actually wanted to mention something.
Oh, really?
It was my secret pass with Love Live.
Oh,
I think it's prior to even me ever like being active on Discord. Or maybe it was during the time, but not as active with this podcast when it, you know, this didn't exist a while ago. Apparently, one of the movies was going to air on TV somewhere. I don't know where I read that. And I saw that it was like on the TV guide. I was like, oh, Love Live. Maybe I should just give this a chance. I go to the channel and I didn't have the channel. So I'm like, whoops. I guess I'll put that on my backlog.
But a tragedy.
I was like, I want to hear what all the hubbub's about. I want a Todokede and the stuff.
In the Setsuna Sanwa.
In the snow halations.
Yeah, but
But yeah, that was my secret pass.
Thank you, Pino. I appreciate
it's
it.
It's tragic.
Yeah.
I cried.
All the music's good. Because I was it. Allergic. Like, that's the one thing I just want to say. Like, the music is just fucking fantastic. Mm-hmm. I just love it all so much. Like, Start Dash and... Ashkedu Banzai is good.
Go Start Dash.
You better believe I'll lie to your face. Snow Halation. Not from
Suzume Tomorrow.
Snow Halation, like, memes aside, is a good song.
It's a fucking phenomenal
song. And, like,
song.
Once you have the backstory behind it of, like, what it's all about,
my God. My heart melts every time.
So now, anytime we listen to a Snow Halation rip, we're going to cry.
I already
your
do
baby
cry.
Your baby daddy's worst nightmare.
He's right.
So do you want to rank this show, guys? Do you want to?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. End of the podcast.
Goodbye.
No. Bye, guys.
Skip that. All right, stay fapping.
Nah, sure. We can go ahead and do that.
Let's say Pino.
Do I? What, me? Do I?
Do what?
Unironically, I give this show
a 0 out of 5 for stealing my damn life. Oh boy,
understandable.
Don't
count
on me. What? Let me actually give you my rating then. My rating is actually a 4 out of 5. I enjoyed everything I saw. I enjoyed all the music. And if you don't hear from me after this, it's because I'm gone.
Okay. Garb, how about you?
I give it probably a probably 4.5.
Ooh, God!
Because I really liked it.
Okay.
Maybe 4.2 or 3, but it's up there. It's up there.
So what is it? I need a definite number.
It's a 4.2.7.
That's not a number.
3.141592659.
You already make that joke.
Garb, you already made that joke in like the third, second episode.
Didn't I do that on Bubba?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you were like,
say what?
3.9.7, and I'm like, that's your number now. So what is your ranking, Garb? Just give us a number.
I give it 4.35.
Okay, that's a number.
You know what? Can I change my score?
Yeah.
Yeah.
4.2.
Okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I feel like there were a couple things that, like, pissed me off. Like, there was one thing, like, I think it was bullshit the way that, like, Katori was, like, almost gone. And
it's
then she
a character!
Wasn't. Yes!
Oh, my God.
But, like, you can't just drop all that.
Yes,
like,
you can. Days,
yes, like, you can. For
no.
love. For love.
No. That yes. costs money.
So
have you ever tried to cancel? Stacked. Have you ever tried to cancel? Have you ever fucking
yes,
tried to cancel an
I
airplane
did.
Ticket?
It was great. I got it renewed.
I
for
didn't.
Another
I just lost that like $300.
Oh,
well,
so
that was gone. Your that was your fault, you bitch.
Well, you know the prices are cheaper in Japan, right?
Yeah. Mm. This was 2013.
You can believe me. I'm a doctor.
Maki, is that you?
It's not like I like you or even God.
So...
And please do not call me Pino. Call me Pino.
Where do I?
We are now. We you don't need no formalities. You do not need no formalities. Do not call me Senpai.
Pino Senpai.
No, you are all equal. Except for me, because I'm better.
Okay, sorry, Pino Senpai.
No.
What about you, Chuck? I know you're just gonna give it like a 20 out of 5, but
no,
what do you say?
Memes aside, like. If I was about to meme y'all guys, I would have given it like a 37 out of 5. But because I'm not going to meme ya, I'm going to give it a 4.8 out of 5.
Wow. That's the highest one yet.
Let it be known.
Oh, absolutely. Because I fucking love this show. There's so much about it that I just enjoy. Like I'm, like I said before, I'm not really a nitpicker. If it has stuff that I like and I can focus on it, I will watch the shit out of the show.
I'll be honest, I tried to hate the show, but I couldn't. So all you haters out there, don't hate, appreciate.
If you're still listening to this podcast and you hate Love Live, what?
Okay. Please do not.
Please
pay our Patreons, please.
No, please do pay to our Patreons.
We don't care if you hate it.
Yeah, it's all good fun. You know, you can have your opinion.
Green is green?
Yeah.
Correct. Is it money?
Yeah,
you didn't laugh.
We
got, so
we
I thought
got
you
it.
Didn't get the joke.
We got it. That was a bad joke.
As a good man once said, no fricks, no hex, no double-decker dicks on my server.
Who the fuck said that?
I don't know. I saw it on a video.
You're an idiot, Pino.
I'll send you the link.
Yeah, thank you, because I'm totally going to look at it.
You're going to love it.
So, guys, do you have anything else you want to say?
What a nice experience. I'm glad you recommended this.
Yeah, yeah. I'm ready for Sunshine and the movie.
You can watch it right now. There's nothing stopping you.
But do you know what else is full of happiness and joy?
Not yet. We're not talking about your stupid anime yet.
I was going to talk about One Piece, but, you know.
That is your stupid anime. What are you talking
about? It's my baby.
It's not like I like you or anything.
Also, so... I think we talked about this earlier, but Garb is absolutely Nico.
Mm-hmm.
Pino,
I don't know who I
is.
Am. I don't.
I kind of would say, no, not Haneo. Like Haneo, maybe just because you're a quiet boy, but is also good.
A little bit of Umi in there too.
Yeah, a little bit of Umi Haneo mix.
A little bit of Umi in my life.
A little bit of Haneo. Put on your glasses back on.
Off to jail. Off to jail with the both of you. Goodbye.
We're gone.
Wait, no, I paid the court the fine.
No, but you can't do it again. Ooh. They had a restraining order put on you, you idiot.
Oh, you're right.
Makes sense.
Stop right there in the name of the law.
Oh, no.
Run, Chuck, run.
I'm running.
Start dash.
I have... hey, start dash.
And that's how
is
we...
Is that like a ska version?
Yeah, dude. Da-da-da. Well, it's like the song's already like kind of ska.
Doobity-bada-doobity-bada-boo.
That's...
Can we just make mouth noises?
That is the scat man.
I was like, wait, why does that remind me of
Skat
like,
Dash
2006? Like, wait.
Get out the bottom.
think I added a little too much boop in there, though.
I'm a scat man.
That was a good noise, thank you.
And, didn't you guys say I was fucking Katori plus Ellie minus a little
bit
Ellie?
You're Ellie, because you're blonde.
You got me.
Yeah. I think you have blue eyes. I'm going to say you do. My grandma has blue eyes, but I don't see it.
Because you're blind. I took your glasses off.
Not again. These are my prescription ones this time.
Your prescription purity glasses.
Yeah.
So that's it, really. So Pino.
Yeah, hi.
You're next on the docket. What the hell are we watching next week?
Let me consult my character finder.
As much as I would like to. We are not. We are actually watching, if I scroll up, don't break the immersion. We are going to be watching This Art Class Has a Problem. I can't pronounce the Japanese name because I don't have the name in front of me. It's a 13-episode show, and I hope you boys enjoy it.
I've never even heard of it before this, so...
Because it has a problem.
I saw one clip, and he died. The guy died. Oh. Rest in peace, my man.
Yes.
Dicks out for the president.
Dicks out for the president.
Hopefully this show's a little lighthearted, because I can't my emotions.
Get another heartbreak.
Do you like crying?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Oh, no.
Do you like...
Oh, no!
Do you like good artists?
No.
Oh.
I only follow, like, 500 on
Twitter. Yeah, I only exclusively follow artists on Twitter.
Do you like,
so, like that's...
characters with developments with no names?
Yes.
Yes!
The president.
You'll love it.
Yes!
Ding, 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 ding. Winner!
Winner.
Yes!
Yes! Oh, yeah.
So, just remember, if you want to send us an email about anything, go to funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. That's a thing that we do.
Don't forget.
You can tweet at us, too.
Tweet at us.
At 3weebros, because that's who we are, technically speaking.
If I ignore you, it's only because I forgot my password.
And, what is it? There's something. To my left is Pino.
Hi.
And to my left is Garb.
Wait, why am I on this side now?
Weren't we both on the right?
Yes.
You don't know if I moved or not. Maybe you moved.
You know what?
You just entered.
No,
the scary door.
The world is flat.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So this has been going on for too long.
No, it hasn't.
Okay.
We can go for another hour and a half.
Everyone, let's draw our favorite girl.
Okay, guys, this is now a video. If you're on the audio, you're just going to hear a lot of pen scritches. Good job, Pino.
Thanks. I was actually scratching my mouse pad.
It sounded like a pencil. You could have fooled me.
Yeah.
You could have.
I cut my nails today, too, so. Uh-huh. But anyways,
you're a good clean boy.
Before we fall into despair of what is the minds of Chuck, Garb, and Pino, let us sign off the only way we know how. How do we sign off?
I don't know.
Oh, God, we don't
know. Nico, Nico,
Ah, that's right.
Nico, Nico, never.
I forgot.
Nico, Nico, need to shut the fuck up.
Whoa.
Whoa, Nico, you really... Your balls dropped.
Of course they did.
Your pigtails dropped.
Ooh. Okay, well, thank you for listening. Why are you still listening? Just remember, you can find us on YouTube. You can find us on iTunes or wherever the fuck you look at podcasts. And you can also find us on Twitter.
Shoutouts to all the people around the world who listen to us up to this point.
Especially
love you guys.
That one guy in Poland.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck is listening to us in Poland.
Hey, yo,
but
if you're
just
in Poland,
one guy...
Shout out to you.
Hey, Polish dude. Thanks. Anyway, this has been the Funky Anime Podcast. We have been the 3 Weebros. And remember to stay flapping.
Bye.